From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian's foreign minister says his country is ready to participate in peace talks in Geneva, although he did not specify or explain what that means. The announcement comes almost a week after the United Nations Security Council approved a plan for an international Syrian peace process aimed at ending its civil war. Walid Mualim spoke with reporters on a visit to Beijing.
Syria ready to participate in the Syrian-Syrian dialogue in Geneva without any foreign interference, and our delegation will be ready as soon as we receive a list of the opposition delegation.
Foreign Minister Mualim also said his government hopes the dialogue will be successful in helping Syria establish a national unity government. Meantime, Syrian activist groups say raids by government warplanes on a rebel-held suburb in the capital Damascus killed at least 20. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says women and children were among the casualties in the raid on the suburb at Hamariyu. Government warplanes and helicopter gunships often attack opposition-held suburbs of Damascus. A gas tanker fire in Nigeria has killed more than 100. That fire ignited at a gas plant in Anambra State when a gas truck exploded after unloading its contents. Reports indicate the resulting fire burned to death many of the people standing in line to refill their cooking gas canisters. Injured were taken to hospital. It's not clear how many people were hurt. This is VOA News. Wildfires burning out of control near tourist towns in Australia's Victoria State today have burned homes and caused evacuation of residents and tourists. Wildfires were said to be moving toward the coastal town of Separation Creek near Lorne in the state southwest. Patrick Carey is a local resident.
They were all prepared to putting their barbecues on. They were cooking away. And all of a sudden, they could see the smoke coming over the hill. They thought it was still 4 hours away, according to what they'd heard. And then all of a sudden, it was an hour away, and all of a sudden, it was half an hour away. So they just dropped everything, stopped cooking, and hopped in their car and headed here.
About 100 firefighters and water-bombing aircraft were trying to bring the wildfires under control, according to local media. Wildfires so far have reportedly burned some 680 hectares. U.S. presidential candidates are reacting to published reports that the United States could begin deporting families who are in the country illegally and do so by early January. Democratic frontrunner and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said she has some real concerns about those reports. Clinton's primary Democratic rival, Senator Bernie Sanders, says he's very disturbed by the reports. And Republican frontrunner Donald Trump took credit for the news in a tweeted reaction, saying the deportation plan is being considered because he pressured the government to do it. He said it is about time. New violence erupted in the West Bank on Thursday. Three Palestinian attackers were shot dead as they carried out stabbings and a car ramming, and a fourth was killed in clashes with Israeli police. Pope Francis led the world's 1.2 billion Roman Catholics in Christmas by celebrating a Christmas Eve Mass. That was Thursday at St. Peter's Basilica. Meantime, ongoing unrest is overshadowing Christmas Eve celebrations in the Palestinian rural town of Bethlehem. Turnout was sparse, as we hear from Robert Berger.
Palestinian Boy and Girl Scouts kicked off Christmas celebrations with a march through Manger Square here in the West Bank town of Bethlehem. But the atmosphere is gloomy. 3 months of Israeli-Palestinian violence have scared pilgrims and tourists away. Palestinian merchants sat in their shops packed with olive wood souvenirs, but customers were few and far between. Robert Berger, Bethlehem.
And Britain's Queen Elizabeth will use her broadcast today on Christmas, she says, to talk about the light and the darkness in the world. And she says the Bible is offering solace through all of the difficulties. Get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.